Good morning and welcome to Inside Agriculture. I'm Mick Kerr. Time for farm news now. Avian flu has hit the Dakotas. Late August, a turkey farm in South Dakota had the first bird flu case in a U.S. commercial flock since early July. The Animal Plant Health Inspection Service confirmed the outbreak of highly pathogenic avian influenza in northeast South Dakota. 55,400 birds were killed to prevent the spread of the disease. This week, the North Dakota Ag Department said the bird flu confirmed on a farm right along the South Dakota border. Ag Commissioner Doug Goring says, after a quiet summer, it's not unexpected that we have another case of HPAI as birds are gathering to begin the fall migration. The North Dakota State Veterinarian said 60,000 birds had to be destroyed. USDA also said in August, avian flu confirmed at a live bird market in Los Angeles and in backyard birds in New York State. The Renewable Fuels Association applauded the California Senate's passing of a bill that would allow the sale of E15, saying the state is much closer to cleaner fuel use. Last year, Governor Gavin Newsom said ethanol blends have massive potential and will lower gas prices while keeping the air clean. California's transition from E10 to E15 could save about 13 cents a gallon on average. The soybean market feeling the pressure as a new marketing year began September 1st. Arlen Suderman, chief commodities economist for StoneX, says the market has noticed the new year began with no sales to China on the books.
Their lead negotiator was in the United States to negotiate last week and went home without anything substantial to show for it. Both sides, U.S. and Chinese negotiators released statements that were very vanilla in nature. Both their statements said things are complicated. That's not wording that gives us a lot of hope or encouragement.
Suderman says President Xi Jinping of China met with President Putin of Russia, Prime Minister Modi of India, and meeting with Brazil, saying they together will fight against Trump and tariffs. National topsoil moisture numbers within USDA report that at the end of August,
national numbers, very short to short topsoil moisture ratings, 38% of the country. That is up 2 percentage points from the previous week. Surplus topsoil moisture also went up. 7% is the national figure. 6% was the value last week. What that means is some of our drier areas got drier, and our limited number of wet areas actually got a little bit wetter.
USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey says for the period ending August 31st,
fairly large list of states across the Great Plains, from Oklahoma northward through the Dakotas, then extending into the upper Midwestern states of Minnesota and Iowa. Florida, also recently wet, has jumped up to 17% surplus.
This is Inside Agriculture, back with a check of the markets right after this quick break.